It's time for our House Whisperer Tip of the Week, and for that we say good day to Christine McShane, the House Whisperer. How you doing, Christine?
G'day, Mike. I'm actually doing really well, even though it's raining.
not the most glorious of days today, but maybe a little sunshine tomorrow. But
yes, true. I'm actually trying to work on things in my garden, and then tomorrow on the show on KHSL and KNBN, we're doing bird barbs, and so I'm making them out of salvaged items, because there's so many things that come out of construction of homes and things like that that get put into the landfill. And one of the things I like doing is figuring out ways of using it for things that I might want in my house or garden.
Yeah, recycling so those items, right?
That's right. Yeah, they're kind of repurposing. They've actually invented a new word for it, repurposing.
Right.
And so we're going to be making some of those. And right now they don't need to go have a bath because they get a free shower. But once the weather changes, I'm kind of hoping I'll be able to set it up in my yard and enjoy the birds coming through. So, now,
what's your favorite materials to use in constructing a bird bath? What are you looking for?
Well, you know what? I go down to the Habitat for Humanity, and I spend a little bit of time looking around at what I found with these great PVC water filter pipe systems. And then I used upturned old light fixtures that nobody even wants to look at anymore.
Oh.
But they're absolutely perfect for the bath part of it. And, you know, once you've kind of contact cemented it all in there together, given it a little bit of a paint to the PVC, got rid of that ghastly white, throw in some rocks or stones or little glass pieces and keep it full of fresh water, and you're good to go.
All right. Well, a great way to repurpose, as you say, some of these items that are left over that we want to kind of keep out of the landfills, kind of be more green.
That's right. And if anybody wants to, they can actually join me on Facebook, and I have lots of people who ask me questions about their projects and things like that, or give me some of their ideas. I love that.
Thank you, Christine. That is our House Whisperer Tip of the Week. Make sure to tune in for more tips every Tuesday with Christine right here on Mix 95.1.